Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we talk College of Pharmacy, Matt Crouch comes in and brought some guests with him as well. And the reason being is because being recognized as of late, if I'm not mistaken, by both the city of Auburn, but even nationally. It's a National Pharmacist Month, is that right?
Correct. October is American Pharmacist Month. Mm. So we have a couple students from our American Pharmacists Association chapter. And they've, you know, been working to promote the profession throughout the month. Recently had Mayor Anders come and do a proclamation proclaiming that October is American Pharmacist Month in Auburn. We actually have our students in our Mobile campus who 2 weeks ago did the same thing down in Mobile with Mayor Sandy Stimson. So they're active in getting the word out and spreading the news about pharmacy. And so we have Peyton Hurst, who's a member of our class of 2027. She's a third-year student. And Erica Hahn, who's a member of the class of 2028. She's a second-year student.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you all for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, yes.
Getting up early, moving, sorry. Is the radio station everything you thought it would be? Have you ever been in one before?
I've never been in one, so this is cool.
That's awesome. I will ask you what I ask a bunch of others whenever they come in here. Eric, I'll start with you. Number one, as you said, P2, is that right?
Yes.
And so what you plan on doing? Because it's fascinating to me because I think a lot of people think that when you talk to a pharmacy student, like they're just could be a pharmacist and that's it. But right. I have found that Matt brings people in here that are doing things other than that, and as well as they may not even know what they're going to do yet just because they haven't kind of seen what's out there in the world yet, and they may decide a little bit later. But have you made plans? Do you know what you want to do?
So I'm between two different options. I'm currently between independent pharmacy. I currently work at one back at home in Birmingham.
Okay.
And so that's kind of opened my eyes to, like, making more personal connections with my patients, and, like, I love that aspect of pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that I'm thinking about is hospital pharmacy, but mm-hmm. I don't know what in hospital pharmacy.
Right.
Because there's just so many avenues that you can go down to, but those are the two main ones that
I think that's a cool thing, though, you actually work at one in Birmingham just because you get to see the ins and outs of it instead of, you know, them you getting your pharmacist degree and all of a sudden they're like, here you go,
right,
take off. Yes. Go open a pharmacy, how about that? Makes it a little bit easier to see how it goes. Peyton, what about you?
So yes, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do. Like Erica, I'm kind of interested in hospital pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also interested, it's all called ambulatory care. It's where people work in a clinic with other healthcare providers, so you can work with physicians, nurses, PAs. And I really like that interprofessional connection. So I'm thinking either clinic or hospital. Next year is our fourth year, and we have rotations for an entire year. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that any of those types of rotations can kind of help me figure out what I want to do. But, yeah, that's the plan right now.
I will say this. Erica, Birmingham, that's where you're from?
Yes.
So what got you to Auburn?
I've kind of always been an Auburn fan all my life.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of sparked it. I think my sister, she's like 12 years older than me, and so she has always been an Auburn fan, so I kind of like followed behind her footstep, and then I just truly fell in love. Like, I would come here for swim meets. I used to swim, and it just became like a place where, like, I saw my future, and like stepping foot on campus for the first time, like as a 12-year-old, like it just made me feel like I love this city and I just want to be back here. And so that kind of played a major part of like finding which college I wanted to go to. If I wanted to swim in college, like going to different universities and just scoping out like what I truly wanted to do. And then Auburn Pharmacy has a program called Early Assurance Program. Mm. And like you can start interviewing at the pharmacy school your senior year in high school. And they'll save your seat throughout undergrad and, like, until you graduate undergrad.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of did.
I guess the same question goes to you then, Peyton. Yes. What got you? Where are you from and what got
I'm
you?
I'm also from Birmingham.
Okay.
So, yes, I actually didn't grow up an Auburn fan. I didn't grow up coming here. But
you grew up an Alabama fan.
No. My parents went to Florida, so a little different. No, not Alabama. But, yes, I actually toured my junior year. It's the only place I toured. I knew exactly when I toured that this is the place that I wanted to go. I knew that they had a great pharmacy school, and I also did the early assurance program like Erica did. So it was a great way for me to go ahead and like save my seat, apply and get accepted my senior year of high school. And then you do 3 years of undergrad and start pharmacy school your senior year. So it was nice. I got to take out a year as well. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed it. So it's been a great
So both of you got bitten by the bug. You got here and just got on campus.
Yes.
And fell in love. And then after that, it's everything else is history, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I totally get it. Trust me. I came here in 96 and I'm still here.
So yes.
I get it.
It's
and
the
best. So we're talking College of Pharmacy, and we're going to talk more about that. Plus, we'll talk about what the recognition means, especially now that it is going to be deemed by the Auburn mayor and what all comes with that. That's coming up next. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WANI.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, as we talk College of Pharmacy, which is kind of funny because they got to, when they came in, I always worry about that when I have guests sitting in the green room. Donnie across the hall has bits that he does on the radio, and they thought that there's some wild man was screaming in there by himself, which he was. There's a reason we don't let DJs out in public. We let them just stay in a room by themselves, just in case you guys were curious. As we're talking with Eric and Peyton and Matt Crouch also with us, and Matt mentioned during the break, you guys have, quote-unquote, theme of the month. Is this something you guys come up with every month that you do? I guess I'll start with you, Peyton.
Yes. So this is a national theme.
Okay.
So APHA sets it at the beginning of the month. So yes, our theme this year is caring for communities. And so with this, each week has a theme as well. And so throughout the different months, we have created different videos surrounding each theme. And we've been posting them on Auburn Pharmacy social medias just to promote the profession of pharmacy, kind of showcase why our students chose pharmacy and what they want to do in their career path. So we've been revolving all of our events during the month around caring for our communities.
And Matt, we were talking, you're the social media coordinator, like it or not.
Yes.
So you're the one that's having to post these videos. I mean, is it daily videos you guys are sending out, or weekly,
monthly?
So as you
mentioned, APHA, you know, they kind of set the agenda for the month,
right,
the tone for the month, and have the caring for communities as the emphasis this year. But then each week, you know, they have a different theme for the week. And there's also different days. We had Women Pharmacist Day this past weekend. Today is actual National Pharmacy Technician Day. Which I believe both Peyton and Erica, you know, started as pharmacy technicians, and that was kind of their path to pharmacy school. The last week of the month actually is caring for our communities, and part of what we're doing there, the video that we're doing that week, is our second-year students, so Erica just got to do this. They have a rotation where all of our second-year students, they take a week off from classes, basically, and they're distributed all over the state and kind of the first week of October. And they're implanted in pharmacies and clinics throughout the state, and they do health awareness programs. Mm-hmm. They do blood pressure checks, blood glucose, provide immunizations, and just do whatever they can to help the communities that they're in and to be healthier.
So, Erica, you did that. Where did you go whenever you were involved in that?
So I was based back in Hoover, back at home. But with my side, it was kind of interesting because with my preceptor, who was the pharmacist I was with, she kind of took me to all different places around Alabama. Like, we went to Montgomery, Oneonta, Trustville, to all different types of nursing homes and assisted living homes. A lot of the patients were actually memory care patients. So we were kind of serving those communities that are kind of underserved and you don't really think about in the back of your mind, I feel like. But we were able to provide over 200 vaccinations to those people. So I really feel like that kind of highlighted like caring for our communities and like making sure that everyone is included and that we can be there for them. Like, I feel like a lot of those people just need an ear, like, to have someone listen to them and, like, have someone talk to them. And I feel like being in that moment with them just kind of warmed my heart a little bit.
Well, or questions they may have, too. I mean, I think a lot have questions. Well, Matt had mentioned something, so and I'll start with you, Erica, with you guys both kind of doing some technician work and that kind of thing. I mean, has that proved to be beneficial in your everyday role as far as classes are concerned as well and what you see? Because there are probably things that you saw out there that you can implement into the classroom.
Most definitely. I feel like Definitely medication-wise, it really helps knowing the drugs and drug names.
Instead of just reading in a book?
Instead of just reading in a book, you know, you can actually see it in person when you're working at the pharmacy, and then you're implementing in class when you're learning about the drugs. And I'm, like, kind of making connections. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's kind of easier for me to recognize, like, brand versus generic drug names. And then also just the community aspect of, like, being able to talk to people without, like, shying away and like just being an open arm to anyone that comes in.
And I guess that's the same thing I'll ask you, Peyton, is, you know, what it taught you outside the four walls of, say, a classroom, being a technician and working in a pharmacy.
Yes, yes. So I started working at the Auburn University Employees and Student Pharmacy in my junior year of college. So I've worked there for about 3 years, and I've really loved specifically just serving the Auburn community. So I feel like it's super helpful for me in outside of the classroom. I feel like I've learned a lot of leadership and communication skills that are kind of hard to teach in a classroom, just because with new prescriptions that come in, people have questions about their medications, and as a pharmacy student, I'm allowed to counsel them and kind of talk through their medications with them. So I feel like I've learned a lot about how to counsel on different medications, side effect management, things like that. And it is really nice because I'll learn about a medication in class and then I'll see it the next day in the pharmacy. And so I feel like it helps solidify my knowledge, and I've really enjoyed it.
I love it. Peyton Hurst with me, Erica Hahn with me, and Matt Crouch with me. We're going to wrap things up momentarily as we're talking College of Pharmacy at Auburn University. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Pushing the Auburn Opelika First Agenda.
News Talk, WANI.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, talking College of Pharmacy. Erica Hahn with me, as well as Peyton Hurst. So let's talk a bit about events taking place this month, and it is going to be Drug Take Back Day is coming up as well sometime this month. Who wants to handle that?
I can talk about it. So yes, our Drug Take Back Day is going to be on October 25th, and that's a collaboration with another organization, NCPA, which is our community organization. It's at our home pharmacy where patients can come in and bring their drugs that they've either have expired or they just don't take anymore. And so they can bring them back.
Or they don't know what they are.
Yes, yes, yes. And we can recycle them. And it's a great way, again, to promote the profession of pharmacy as well. And it's good to collab with another organization.
And only about a minute left. Also, Community Cares, is that the other thing that we talk about?
Yes. So with Community Pharmacy, the American Pharmacists Association found that 90% of Americans live within 5 miles of a pharmacy. So that just shows like how accessible that pharmacy is and like helping with patients.
Yeah, my only advice to y'all when y'all become pharmacists, especially if you're going to be like working on the floor, is just know the patients. It goes so far, man. It goes so far when they walk in, and because they always think they're just a number, and when they walk in and they know who you are, and especially y'all start remembering who takes what and who does what, which always makes a difference as well. Matt, thanks for bringing him in, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Coming up next hour, Witten Wednesday, and then we're going to talk Women's Hope Medical Clinic. That's all coming up next.